Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the best is the past. Don't regret it. Time to be alive.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Heather DeSantis is here. Heather's a new friend. She's the CEO and the founder of the virtual PR agency Publicity for Good. And she is a highly accomplished individual in her young life, nominated as a Forbes 30 Under 30, former Miss Ohio International for that outstanding contest. And she started her own business. She's running it with her fiance out of a 23-foot Airstream as they travel around the country. I mean, talk about adding a degree of difficulty to your life. Heather, welcome back. Thanks for being here. Tell us about your business. Tell us about why you decided to start a PR firm.
Absolutely. So it's so interesting. I'll talk about how I got started. And I was reminded of this. Business Insider just did a story on me yesterday. And I literally started my company from my mom's basement. That's really where I got started. So I am so grateful to you, Mom. I know I don't say it enough. Thank you. And that's the truth. But I grew up seeing my dad and uncle in real estate. They were very successful. They had about 3,000 units at Ohio State. So I grew up understanding that if you work hard, you can really provide for a family. I was so, I felt so blessed and thankful that, gosh, like, because how hard they worked, I didn't have college debt. I got half tuition paid for by scholarships, but then my parents could help pay for me to go to college. When I was in high school, I got to go on a history trip to Europe with my high school, and I just realized, like, okay, like, my family worked really hard for me. I really want to create the same experience for my future and for my kids. And then my dad passed away on Christmas my senior year of high school. And I think the mix of that and then being a Girl Scout until I was 18 and then doing an intensive at Georgetown in college on the free market and entrepreneurism and just, like, giving back and, like, really the positive impact that money can have to really make a difference. All those things really shaped me. I graduated from college. I worked at an ad agency for 3.5 years doing PR where I learned everything. But still, it was like 18-hour days. It was very limited. I only could maybe get 1 week of vacation a year. And I'm like, do I spend time with my mom? Do I spend time with my boyfriend? And it's just like, I'm working too hard to really have my life defined by someone else. So I was there 3.5 years, moved home a week later, and started literally building my agency, Publicity for Good. And this is something that has been...
Are your customers? How do you get customers and how do you serve them?
Yeah, so we are a PR agency really for a purpose-driven company. So half of our brands are companies you find at a grocery store, like a natural product. So something you find maybe at Publix or Whole Foods.
Right.
A consumer brand. And then the other half is small businesses and influencers. But
and what do you do? Gosh, what do you do for them to get them PR? Yeah. How do you do that?
So really it's based on studying trending topics that is going on in the world, really pulling out the benefit of the service and the education piece. And creating PR stories that's more educational or beneficial instead of being so product-based. And it's a really focusing on...
So it's content-based PR, so to speak, and values-based PR.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And the website is publicityforgood.com. And now, how are you making this happen in a virtual way? What extra degree of difficulty does being virtual and traveling around the country in a 23-foot Airstream, how do you serve your customers that way?
Absolutely. So I think first and foremost, it really comes down to team culture and finding the right people. Secondly, team, like, transparency, and then also weekly commitment. So we have so much structure with our team. We have team meetings every day. We have book club where we're growing as a team, as people.
How many people do you manage? I mean, how many contractors?
15.
Employees, yeah, and contractors are just contractors?
So 5 employees and the rest are contractors.
I see. Did you file for PPP money?
You bet.
All right. Good for you.
24/7.
Good for you. Well done. That's good. So last thoughts. I got about a minute. What do you think your generation, you're a millennial. Do you think your generation understands in general the most of your friends have the same perspective about capitalism, about working, you know, working hard and deferring gratification? Do you think they have the same as you do?
No, I don't. It makes me sad, but I think people's perspective doesn't change unless they are informed or they're inspired, or maybe their influence is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think deferring gratification has a big benefit for the future. You know, like, you can still have ice cream once a week, but it doesn't have to be the most expensive brand. But we're super focused on, like, building a legacy. And, like, we're super focused on wealth and having wealth last generation. But also, like, I want
to... You know, Heather, I got to wrap it up. But I've got to wrap it up. But listening to you makes me... I'm more optimistic about the future of America. Keep up the good work and keep us posted on how things are going. Heather DeSantis, ladies and gentlemen, publicityforgood.com. That's her website. Check it out.
Thank you so much.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.